Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. My name is Joe Dudak. I'll be one of your adjudicators today. And I want to welcome you to the Music in the Parks Festival on May 19th, 2017. I'm going to keep the recorder going for your warm-up selection. Wow, what a beautiful sound. Warm-up selection. The group really sounds nice, nicely balanced. Orchestra with good tone quality and intonation. To the Fantasia on a 17th century tune. Nice forzando to begin the piece. Pits can be even a little stronger here in cellos and violas. Great control here on the pianissimo tremolo. Seven there, Chili. Nice job with the 16th. Chili is going into 23 there, not rushing through the 16th. Plays with a really nice controlled sound at pianissimo. Explore the upper dynamic range here at forte. A really well-balanced ensemble sound, very musically expressed. Nice shaping of the phrase. Just a little bit more cellos, especially in the bottom range of the instrument. Very nicely done. Good intonation. Very sensitive playing here at pianissimo. I like how this phrase is developing and unfolding here, starting with the unison pitch and the cellos before 43. Thank you.
as we come to our conclusion here, eighth notes in measure 142, just a little bit, I want to say peaked out, but maybe just a little static. Make sure we're always moving towards that fortissimo that happens in 146. Yeah, really nice performance. Really very musically done. Just to go down the checklist, very, very mature sounding ensemble, very good intonation throughout, just a few little minor problems with the bass voice. Yeah. And just very well expressed and phrased throughout the entire piece. Like I mentioned before, a very mature ensemble tone, very well balanced, well blended, and just very, very musical performance of that first piece. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now we're ready to go with our second piece. We're just trying to get people to sit down. Nice job, just if I haven't said 100 times, really well done. A little more, even a little more separation on those accents. D, 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 D. The clarity of those, the 16th note figures is a little obstructed here. Accompaniment figures can back down a little bit. We have, second violins, violas, and cellos do, with on the accompaniment figure, first violins are overmatched, so make sure that we bring out that melody. And now the cello's got the melody. No. You know, think of that, that the balance is going to slightly change depending on who has the melody and who has the support voice. And it seems like we didn't really address that great dynamic contrast. Here, there's some pitch issues in the sustained voice. Actually, basses. A little more separation on the staccato. Da, 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 a little more bounce to the bow. Yeah, the chord, the arrival chord there just wasn't quite in tune. Brought out a little bit more. I'm hearing the top note, just not the bottom note of the 16th. Diddy, diddy, diddy. Second violin, bring those out. Yeah, that second violin part got a little bit lost. Definitely play that a little stronger.
about 3 before and 1 before 84.
Shelly here. Again, just, you know, knowing your role in the ensemble, the moving line is going to be brought out a little bit more. On the harmonics, the first violin part, that was really cool. Nice big dynamic contrast here. A nice vivace tempo here, real nice style, bounce to the 6/8. Nice style change here. nice fill to fortissimo here. Fantastic job. Boy, wow. I really enjoyed your performance today. There's some very challenging literature, grade four literature that you're just really knocking the socks off of. Some really nice wide range of dynamics, good control at the softer dynamic levels, and just an outstanding job, folks. I think I said about all I can say. Just really enjoyed your performance and all the wonderful things you're doing, and I hope you have a great time here in Southern California. Best of luck to you in the future.